Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, do you script out your event? Do you script out your talk? I remember when I first started speaking publicly, it was as a pastor, and I used to write out every word of my sentence. And it kind of felt more like a literal script where basically it was me reading. It was me reading the entire message. And it didn't feel authentic. It didn't feel like I had life to it. It was just me doing essentially a performance. And what I realized is that I used a script because I was very nervous. And I felt like, oh my gosh, what happens if I get off of, I get off of time, and then I run out of time, and then I mess up and all that. It was all about me. And I'm not saying that everybody who uses a script that it's about them, but I'm saying that at least at that time it was for me. I then switched to printing out slides when I spoke, because remember, I was speaking every week since I was 23, so it's almost 20 years now. I used to speak every single week, of course, at the weekend services. But then what I moved to is PowerPoint slides printed out with no notes. But what I would do is I would write in the time about when I should be done. So for example, you know, at the fifth slide, I should be at 10:52. And at the 10th slide, I should be at 11:01. And what that did is it kind of kept me on the path, but I could deviate from that and I could bring up examples and things like that. Today, I really don't have any slides, and I let the slides lead, and I don't have any timestamps. I just roll with it. Now, I still have the slides printed out if I want, just so I can kind of think in my head, okay, what's coming next. But with PowerPoint and all kinds of different tools these days, ProPresenter, you can see the presenter mode, so you know what slide's coming. So folks, these are just a few speaking tips as you grow in your confidence as a speaker. Again, used to script it, then I moved to timestamps, then I moved to essentially nothing. And I think the first time I literally didn't even carry a handout with me to stage, at least in a big setting, was when I spoke at the Sky Sprout Summit with Damon John and Gary Vee with Nick Francis's seminar. And I'll tell you why I didn't. It's because they didn't even have a podium. So if I would have had a podium, I would have rested my slides there. But because they didn't have a podium, I didn't want to be holding that the whole time or even put it on a bar stool. Bar table that was up on stage. So folks, hope this helps. Let me know your speaking tips, tricks, and tools. I know some people use an iPad, some people use a smartphone, but I think there's something that feels more authentic when you can do it from memory. Take care. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.